From Tally to Cali,
it's time to wake up.
Wake up. WarChant.com is your ultimate Seminole sports source.
And this is Wake Up WarChant,
presented by Corner Pocket Bar and Grill.
One more Corner Pocket.
Now here's WarChant.com's Asan Hajivandi
and Corey Clark.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. Say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Wake up! What is up, everybody? It is Wake Up War Chant, presented by the Corner Pocket Bar and Grill, Tallahassee, Florida. Coming up on today's show, a little bit more of the portal, and I don't know, we'll talk about some other stuff. We'll fill a show. That's what we do. We're pros. Wake Up War Chant, presented by Corner Pocket Bar and Grill, Tallahassee, Florida. CPTallyBar.com. That's the website. You can always pull out your phone, open up your camera app, focus on that barcode, take a photo of it. It takes you right to the website. You can check out the menu. You can get directions. You can place your order online. You can go inside and pick it up and be right back on your way out the door. Efficiency, we're all about that here on the show, as well as the Corner Pocket Bar and Grill. Don't forget, tomorrow, bingo night. Thursday's bingo. Always want to check that out, the Corner Pocket Bar and Grill. Bowl season, also the place to be. Unofficial Cheez-It Bowl viewing location in Tallahassee. Corey, can we just go ahead and say the official, unofficial place?
I would think so,
it?
Yeah. There's going to be people. I don't think Bill's going to be there. I think Bill will actually be at the game. But yeah, it's, what is that, a Thursday evening, 5:30? You're right off work. Uh-huh. You just head, if you're having to work that week after Christmas, and just head on over to CP. Watch the Noles and the Sooners. And you can play Golden Tee. I never mentioned Golden Tee, Aslan. They have Golden Tee, and people love Golden Tee, including the founder and owner of this site, warchant.com. Gene Williams loves himself some Golden Tee.
I bet he's a ringer on that stuff, man. I bet he just hustles folks on Golden Tee. I can see Gene just like driving at 450 like nothing. Little draw.
I have buddies that finish like literally like 24 under par.
Jeez.
And they don't even make the rankings of their local establishment. So yeah, people are nuts on that thing. It's really pretty ridiculous. But anyway, it's there for you. Play all you want. Brady's played on that machine.
There you go. All right. We should christen it then. I mean, shoot. They need to put like a placard on that, like one of those
historical markers.
How's our guy doing, man? Is he ready to hit second semester in his stride?
He's finishing out. He's trying. As we're doing this show, he's supposedly studying Spanish.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see what the test grade ends up being. But yeah, you know what I've done is I've gotten him working out here the last two or three days at a gym that I'm going to.
I like that.
Actually, I'll say it because they sponsor the Jeff Cameron Show, but Orange Theory.
Oh.
And he's running. He's running more than he's ever run. It's putting it on him. But he's trying to get him in shape for his baseball tryouts that happen in January. And then just trying to finish out the semester in not embarrassing fashion. That's all we're hoping for at this point. We'll turn it around. He'll learn how to study and be a high school student next semester.
Yeah, just got to flush it and move on. He'll pull it off, I'm sure. Lots of faith, lots of confidence in Brady. Good stuff.
Oh, thanks,
good
man.
Good pedigree.
Right. That's what I try to tell him. That's what I try to tell him anyway.
WarChant.com, Ultimate Seminole Sports Source. Subscribe to the website, y'all. $10 for a whole year. Whole year. 10 American dollars. Just think about where we'll be next year at this time.
Yep.
I mean, get on it now. Join us.
And if you get it now, you're going to go through all of 2023 and what could be a glorious run to an ACC championship, maybe a Heisman campaign in full effect. I mean, all that's going to be taking place. You're going to want to be a part of it.
Why not playoff? Why wouldn't you say playoff? Why would you go to ACC? You talk about Heisman. Why not playoff?
It's implied. Come on, of course.
Okay. Thumbs up if you're on YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube page as well. Plenty of content over there in terms of the transfer portal, all you need to know. Also, rate, subscribe, podcast, Apple iTunes, hit the one on the right. All right, not a lot coming out on Tuesday, but we'll catch you up on what happened. Keyshawn Helton, man, very bittersweet on that one. Another one you didn't want to see happen, maybe kind of in the vein of a guy like Amari Gaynor. Amari being a legacy, Keyshawn, I mean, shoot, pretty much seems like he's been ingrained in this program forever and is going to definitely carry on Florida State wherever he ends up. But he put his name in the portal, and I know a lot of people were asking us throughout the year, like, what happened to Keyshawn? Man, I don't have a good answer, Corey, and usually I have better answers than I do. I just know that we saw him in the part of the practice facility where the guys that are physically unable to perform at times kind of hang out, but never really noticed anything like brace-wise,
right?
Nothing like that, but maybe just a product of that really crowded wide receiver room. But, man, what a great dude. Go back if you can. Check out, maybe I don't know if it's because on the old network, but Ira did a great story on Keyshawn, I think, going into the 21 season. Or maybe it was a 20. I think no, it was a 20 season because he'd gotten injured 19 in Clemson. And just about his road to rehab and recovery and just how hard he was working to get back for this team. So I mean, he's got the heart of a lion, man. I really do hope everything works out for all these guys. I got nothing against anybody, man. Sean Bray, Jarrett, go crush it, man. Go be great is what the kids say, but especially Keyshawn, man. What a dude he's been.
Yeah, and well said. And, you know, I think you could just – because sometimes, like, Keyshawn was always great to us. Always seemed like a really genuinely good person, but you never really know, right? Because they got cameras in front of them and phone. I was going to say tape recorders. It's not in 2002. And phones in front of them, and they're talking into mics. So you never really know what's real and what isn't when you talk to anyone in the public eye. But just go to Twitter and look at the reaction from those coaches and those teammates. I don't know if there was me. He must have been one of the two or three most beloved, appreciated guys on the entire team. Just really cool to see, right? Like, I thought that was he got as much well-earned attention for a transfer portal post as anybody ever will. Just because of the way he wrote it, it was from the heart. He was excited about what this program has become, and wishing everybody well, thanking the trainers, thanking teachers, like by name. Just really, really, really good dude. Genuine guy. And yeah, I hope he goes somewhere and can play. You know, I think it was more he was just kind of, he'd been passed over and it was a crowded slot area. And they, you know, and he just didn't have an opportunity to play this year. And yeah, I hope he goes somewhere and can play and play a lot and become the kind of player we thought he might be becoming before the injury.
Micah Pittman, who didn't even hang around Keyshawn Helton for an entire calendar year, retweeted, "Any school would be lucky to have you, brother. Greatest teammate ever. Genuinely pulling for you, my guy. God got you. Love, fam."
Yeah. Trey Benson, same thing, had a really nice post about him. Yeah. By the way, so the FSU football account, and who knows what's going to happen after we record this. We might get to record a whole nother show again. They tweeted out a video, a 1 minute and 15 second video on Monday evening, like Monday late afternoon, Jared Verse.
Yeah.
So what do you think everybody thought was about to happen?
No, I think that one, I'll be Debbie Downer on this. I think that's more to showcase everybody that's in the portal right now that's looking for a new home.
Oh, 100%. I get what the intent of the video was. Okay. It was about how he found a new home at Florida State. And he was a transfer that found a home, and he made a great decision. But less than 24 hours after you put out another video of a guy announcing in a minute-long video that he was coming back to school, I think some fans on Twitter are like, oh, man, is Burst coming back too? What? And they played it and then realized, no, he's just talking about how awesome it's been Tallahassee.
Yeah, there's a couple people on the boards that are like, man, you know, with Jordan coming back now, maybe Fabian and Jared, it's trending. It's like, trending what, man? I don't know, man. I don't think any of us, no one listening to this podcast is surprised that Jordan Travis is coming back. We are grateful, eternally grateful that he's coming back. And then maybe a slight smidgen of doubt, but listen, man, the guys in that locker room knew he was coming back. And any sort of reaction they're having now, I don't think the news of Jordan coming back is affecting anybody, because I'm sure they knew that he was going to be back in 2023. Definitely
maybe
doesn't
just
hurt.
Seeing the reaction, like on Twitter and around social media, about how excited people are. Like it'd be cool to be able to make people that happy with an announcement that I'm coming back to school.
Yeah,
I mean, especially if you're just a sophomore and you know you got another chance to leave early next year, it might be cool to make people that happy to see that kind of reaction. But again, a much fatter check wallet and checking account makes people really happy too.
Yeah, we'll see if he's out of practice. I'm sure he will be. Jared versus Fabian Lovett. Florida State will be practicing back later this week. Was it Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Yep. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yep. It looks like Friday and Saturday might be the similar kind of 1 hour. Veterans get a lot of rest, kind of walk through stuff, and it's more for the younger guys. And then Sunday will be the full practice, it looks like.
Ah, well, yeah, about the same. Then, you know, Saturday's about, that's nine, I shouldn't say the times out loud, but yeah, it's like hour 20, and then Sunday is an hour and 30, so I guess maybe
Well, it looked like there was like an hour in between stretch and media availability.
So
that led me think that maybe it was going to be another shorter kind of practice. But I wonder, because you see, like, Oklahoma's had a bunch of guys in the portal, Florida, everybody, Florida State's had a few. I wonder how many of the guys that actually are going into the portal are pretty sure they're going to go into the portal, are waiting until after the bowl game so they can play in the bowl game? Because, you know, what if Verse and Lovett leave? Jackson's already left. Chambray, both Jacksons. There's not, so I don't know what some of these guys' plans are, but are they going to, maybe there's another defensive lineman that's thinking about leaving that will be recruited over or be portaled over, but he still wants to put something on film and he's going to have an opportunity to play. You know, there's going to be maybe a linebacker or two that's going to have an opportunity to play. I just wonder, like, how will that play out? Because right now, when you look at Florida State's roster, and we're talking about Keyshawn Helton leaving, Chambray Jackson leaving, Amari Gaynor yesterday, man, if they're going to have 21 or 22 high school recruits and maybe 8 or 10 more transfer portal kids, well, they got 30 new guys coming in. Right now, they got about 15 spots available. So there is going to be a lot of other guys that are hitting the portal here soon, and I just wonder when that will start to happen. Because Alabama seemed to come in a flood.
Right.
Oklahoma's kind of came in a flood. I wonder if Florida State will have a flood too. I just don't know when it will be. And you don't want to lose too many guys to, like I said yesterday, you're down to like 48 guys for a bowl game. But trust me, there will be some attrition. Offensive line, perhaps defensive line, wide receiver, maybe running back, maybe quarterback. Like, there's got to be some attrition so you can go get the portal guys that you want and some of the just have room for the recruits. I mean, you got to find a way to get to 85. Right now, there's, I think it's like 15 or 20 spots available. Well, clearly they're going to bring in 30 new guys, so there's got to be at least, you would think, 8 to 10 more. And you never know, like, who's on scholarship, who's not. It's always kind of in the gray area with some of these walk-ons that became scholarships guys. But you know, there's going to be at least 10 more Florida State guys that enter the portal. There just has to be, from a numbers standpoint, if they're not going, including maybe like 3 that go pro. So yeah, you just don't know how that's going to work itself out. But it will work itself out. It always does.
Currently 16 commitments for the class of 2023 out of high school right now for Florida State. But yeah, to your point, like, if you're going to show up these upcoming 3 days when they practice, feels like you're sticking around, at least through the bowl game. It'd be weird to start.
Right?
Pardon?
You would think.
I can't imagine why would you go through another week of practice and then declare on the 20th, like, I'm out, man, I'm transferring out. I mean, maybe you've been hurt and injured, you haven't even been able to practice, now you can practice and put some stuff on tape. Because, I mean, listen, guys cut up stuff they do in practice and put that on tape and send it out to coaches, which only takes you so far because they want to see what you're doing in a game. But yeah, man, that's a really good point, because I think there's several players on this roster. We're not going to name names. We don't want to be jerks about it, but you're probably wondering, like, is he staying? Maybe not for the long haul, but, I mean, you're probably going to make yourself available for the bowl game so you can get some tape, because maybe you can't leave right now because you don't have enough. But, again, I don't understand why you would stick around and then transfer before the bowl game at this point. That'd be weird. I don't know. Maybe we can find out a way to ask Mike Norvell some roundabout way about that, and he can maybe give us some insight into what these guys are thinking. Because,
well, but you think about, so they do, like, to refresh people's memories from the two practices they had last week, it was basically starters, veterans go through a walkthrough portion, and then the last hour was developing the younger guys, the scout team guys.
Did you stick around? Like, did you stick around after interviews? Like, I left, but, like, were we allowed to stay after interviews and watch the rest of that practice?
Because I don't think so. But we can ask, because I think it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same setup on Friday.
Yeah.
So we might be able to. But the point being that that's solely for the guys who would be portal guys. Like, none of these veteran guys, they're just the starting 22, you don't get the feeling any of them are going to be in the portal. So the guys that you think would be in the portal are, well, like the Keyshawns and Chambrays and Amari Gaynors, guys that would be, they'd be using that hour for practice. So that's the point. The point being that, to I guess punctuate Aslan's point, That if they are there on Friday, going through the, it's not a walkthrough for the developmental guys. This is a real practice. They're trying to make them better, and so it's pretty grueling for that hour when they're in there by themselves in the IPF. So you would, like Aslan's point, you wouldn't do that if you're going to go in the portal a day later. Like, you're there to try to get better, I would think, for Florida State, at least to play in the bowl game. And then maybe after the bowl game, you see the writing on the wall, you see who comes in. But anyway, it's just, you know, it's portal month, it's portal madness, and we're going to see how many more guys go in the portal. But I would assume it's at least, if it's going to trickle out like this, I assume it will be two a day for the next week, or at least until, I would say two or three a day until Friday for sure.
When you made your story about, off the quote about Mike Norvell kind of talking about they're going to keep recruiting and, you know, getting guys from high school, they'll get the fit that they need if it's a guy that's in the portal. And you did the story, you put the headline Portal Express. Was that the pun to be like Polar Express? Because yeah. 'Tis the season?
Yeah. Well, okay. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it happened to be around the holidays, but it was just, yeah, I thought the portal and the polar, they kind of sound similar. The Portal Express. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, no, it was
catchy.
Great. Crushed it. Crushed it.
Sometimes, Aslan, sometimes. I have my moments sometimes, folks. I'm not just a handsome, articulate podcast host. I can use the fingers a little bit, too.
Yeah. Hey, just because you rock doesn't mean you're made of stone.
Okay.
Your favorite athletes, they're striving to put themselves in a winning position. You listen to us. That's how you put yourselves in a winning position. You should probably listen to Corey more so than me. Just shade, hedge, what do they call it? Fade. Fade me, everybody. But go to mybookie.ag where you can find the biggest online selection of odds and contests to fill all your sports betting needs anytime, anywhere. You can bet on the NFL, the NBA, bowl season soon approaching. They got to figure out who's playing and who's not playing before they put the lines out there, everybody. But you can sign up at MyBookie using the promo code WARCHANT right now, and your deposit will be matched up to 10% cash instant bonus, where you can get, as a bettor, your cash in and then cash out real quick after you get your big dub. Again, the promo code is WARCHANT. The one single game right now available. Why isn't Navy Army? I guess it's Army Navy. Navy Army, you don't need to give it a fancy title. But I'm surprised it doesn't have like a fancy title. But Army Navy, Navy Army.
It's only four syllables, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Total.
It's pretty easy
to say.
Yeah, it's solid. The Middies, a point and a half favorite. The total points, Corey, 32.5.
Wow. It's going to be a snowstorm?
No, I haven't looked at it. I don't even know where it's played. I feel like they keep rotating. Sometimes it's in Maryland. Sometimes it's in Philadelphia. They never play it on campus. But that's out there. I don't know. Maybe Cornell will go heads up. We'll arm wrestle on who's going to pick the Middies.
You know where they should play it? You know where they should play it? Hawaii, Honolulu.
Okay.
Number one, it's close to Pearl Harbor. Not that that was our greatest achievement as a military achievement in our country's history, but it's a very sacred place, Pearl Harbor. And it's a military, it's still, you know, people, it's a military base, right? Ralph State was stationed out there. And what a great reward for the kids on that team to go to Hawaii instead of go play in the snow for 3 hours. Give them their own little bowl destination. But I guess you want the alums and everybody else to see it too. But I think like it should rotate Philadelphia, D.C., Honolulu.
Okay. That's fair. I mean, but you know, these are hard men. They don't need all this plush, you know, they don't need a cushy trip to Hawaii. They want to play in the snow, man. They want to grind out there.
It's true. And it gets them ready for climates they might face in their careers. I guess that's another thing. I'd like to rotate it with different climates.
Okay.
Because you never know what the future holds.
Right. You never know what theater of war you might be thrown into, kids.
Exactly, man.
It'll be in Philadelphia. So that game is out there. It's available. More is available. Everything. Anything. Anytime. Anywhere. You can bet it. Over at mybookie.ag with the promo code WARCHANT.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510, is he declaring an emergency? There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, looking over in the premium recruiting board, warchant.com, which you can access to, everybody, for only $10. And you have a whole year of access to that. Corey's columns, Ira's 321s, Henshaw's house, so much. Can't even name it all. It would take up the entire show quite practically. But right now, Michael Langston is keeping tabs on all the people that are coming in and out of the portal, or rather the ones that are going into the portal that Florida State might have an interest in, Corey. Defensive backs, tough pulls, quote from our guy Michael Langston, tough pulls. But there has been communication between Tony Grimes from North Carolina, who you might remember he was a five-star defensive back, I think one of the first years that Mac got to Chapel Hill, and put together a class of like two or three of these guys. He's one of them, defensive back. And then Denver Harris, the midseason All-American from A&M, who was unceremoniously suspended indefinitely, I think part of the Smokegate, perhaps, scandal that happened after a game. They have been communicated with. Tough pulls, though, Michael says. I wonder if that's more so because of their resumes or maybe them wanting to go elsewhere. But golly, man, this Florida State back end, there's opportunity there. I don't know how – I mean, I should pull up Grimes' grades. I know Denver Harris grayed out really well, but, I trust this staff. I would think they're in a place now, Corey, that not only, like, do we trust them to go get a nice fit, now I feel they probably are quite confident they can get who they want. I don't know, like, why would – who would say no to Florida State at this time, you know, especially these guys come from North Carolina where they're clearly on the downslide of things. Same thing with A&M, and this is a place where, man, you can probably rehabilitate your image to a large degree because of the way Mike Norvell runs the program. Those two guys, I would take either of them, but that's, you know, not my call. What are your thoughts on bringing in some potential five stars on the back end? Are you just going to defer everything to Coach Norvell, or is there something about just talent will win over anything?
Well, I mean, we don't know why they're transferring, what their stories were there. You clearly would want guys of that caliber. It's just, you know, there's a lot of attractive destinations out there. Some because they win a lot, some because they send guys to the NFL, some because they pay more. I mean, that's the reality. And they're going to be able to get better players. They're not going to have to get the diamonds in the rough anymore out of the portal, I don't think. They'll get diamonds from other diamond play, like a diamond manufacturer, but because they'll have more opportunity, they'll be able to see them. But at the end of the day, you know, you're not going to get not that. That's the beauty of this, the fun, the Christmas morning feeling of the transfer portal is that, yeah, I mean, oh, look, well, that'd be awesome. He's in the portal. Why don't they go get him? Why don't they? Well, look, man, they're being pursued by everyone. And you only got, like we talked about a few minutes ago, I don't know, 8 to 10 spots. So you got to be judicious with them. And you got to make sure, number one, that they're very good and can play right away, that they're worth pursuing, and that also that they're the right fit and they're interested in you. And you do it all in a sped up window. Like, I don't know what kind of contact Florida State had with the Grimes, was it Grimes from North Carolina? Is that his name?
Yeah, correct. Great, he hasn't graded all that great, though. Hasn't that graded all that great?
Well, let's just use him as an example, though, because he was a five-star kid.
Correct.
Like, I don't know how much they talked to him during the recruiting process. What kind of connections would they have at all with him? And then you're supposed to...
Well, just
but
it doesn't
I'm sure
matter, man. You're on the cusp of winning 10 games. You're in this conference. So you're going to play teams that you're probably familiar with. You're not going to be that far away from home. I mean, you're Florida. You know, you're not going all the way to Colorado. I mean, I think there are certain things there, but sorry to interrupt. Continue.
No, but the point being, without a real relationship, maybe he has a great relationship. Whoever finished second in, for his services.
Right.
He's okay. Always regretted not going there. Or maybe there's a big fat check waiting for him at another school. You just don't know. But yes, I wouldn't. I guess when you said, why wouldn't everybody want to come to Florida State? Well, there's a lot of 8 to 9 win to 10 win programs out there that might be, you know, might be better for certain kids. You know, I'm really interested in what kind of transfers they land. Like, how coveted are they? Because I think it's going to tick up a lot, right? Like, again, Johnny Wilson, it was Oregon State. Trey Benson, I don't know, but probably not a lot of great. I don't think he was being flooded with SEC offers. Guys like that. Jared Verse was the only one, really. Bethune didn't even get a ton of looks. So I wonder what it's going to look like now. Like, who are they going to be, quote-unquote, recruiting against now that they turned into this? And who are they going to beat out for services?
Yeah, I think Micah might have wanted to go to Southern Cal. I don't know, because his brother was there. I don't know if there was maybe a pull, but obviously with Lincoln Riley being there and Caleb Williams showing up, that might have been an attractive offer. But, you know, to your point, though, think about the guys that they have wanted and who they've lost out in the portal. And that's another thing, too. Like, they're getting who they want, and the guys they're losing out on, like a Miles Frazier, you lost out to LSU. Like, there's no shame in that. The year before, you wanted Kane Madden. He went to Notre Dame. No shame in that. So you already were battling and going heads up against some of the really top programs in the country. I mean, listen, first, Texas wanted him, LSU wanted him, I think the Gators wanted him. Pretty much everybody wanted Jared Verse, and you were able to win out on that. I just wonder now, if are you just going to look at the playoff rankings almost and think, well, listen, no one, maybe six teams ahead of us, sure, but everybody else, we're in a better position to get than them. Or maybe just ultimately comes down to zeros. And bags.
I mean, that's some of it. But, yeah, I mean, look, I just think they're much more appealing than they've been in 5 years. They should have plenty of guys calling them, right? Yeah. I think that's the thing. They should have plenty of guys calling them. They're not going to be they're not going to be starting all of the conversations. There's going to be guys reaching out to them. I don't know how many great or very good to good college football players that they've got in the last couple of years where those people initiated the contact. I think Florida State did all the initiating. I think now it turns a little bit where maybe they get called. They get told how interested someone is, how somebody wants to come. And that's what I'm talking about with being judicious. There's going to be a lot more guys that want to come to Florida State than ever before, since Norvell's been here anyway. How do you parse it down to the guys that can help and help immediately? That's what, no matter what where they're coming from, no matter what they're ranked, that's the goal of this next 3 weeks or whatever, 42 days, 6 weeks. There you go, Clark. You can do some math. Is to try. You're gonna have a lot more options than you've had. Parse it out and get the best ones. You know, that's the goal. That's the job here in the next 5 to 6 weeks.
And also to maybe, as like a fan looking at all this, the Christmas shiny toy of it all, to kind of realize. I mean, I think offensively, it sounds like they've been in the mix with some offensive linemen. It makes sense. You're going to lose Dimitri. You're going to lose Dylan. It totally makes sense to go after an offensive lineman. I mean, I don't know what kind of quarterback. I don't know, JT Daniels just wants to maybe throw one pass for a Power 5 team just one more time and look good doing
it. Maybe he's going to Georgia. Maybe he's going back to Georgia.
How? I just don't. I mean, he's a graduate, but he's already transferred. I don't know. I mean, he could possibly be the first player to ever play for four different Power 5 teams.
Yeah, he probably will. Somebody will take him.
It's incredible.
I wouldn't have him anywhere near my program, but somebody might take him, sure.
Well, I mean, Georgia won when he was there. Maybe he's a good luck charm.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. West Virginia did not, and he actually threw passes for them, though.
Yeah. But, you know, potentially if someone were to leave in the portal, maybe they or somebody would transfer out, maybe they would bring somebody in. But otherwise, it feels like defense is what you're going to have to hone in on.
Yes.
If you're a fan,
absolutely.
And you're looking at, because, and that's the thing, too, is like that's a. There's a good, probably, I don't know what you want to call it, a nucleus, but if Tatum comes back, you know, Akeem on the back end, so maybe there isn't a good nucleus, but at least like that's a shell of a defense. There's a really good offense. There's a really good potential to be part of a good team. Like, we need you to help fill out the defense, and we'll be right where we were last year and even better with the addition of you. That's what I'm most excited to see about. There's a lot of people asking about tight ends. I get it, everybody. We want Nick O'Leary part two. I'm fine if we don't find it. Would love to, but man, I just really hope they're able to identify and get the absolute top guys when it comes to, you know, defensive guys. I think right now the defensive line's been pretty thin. That's a little bit worrisome.
Yes.
But, you know, maybe.
Lions, you have Tafasi. I think we both think those guys will be players eventually. I don't know if they'll be players right away. Farmer. But yes, you need, I think, at least three defensive linemen. Now, you might be getting the kid from Miami. That seems like a probability.
True.
At this point.
Yeah.
That helps a lot because he can play.
What's going on in Illinois, Corey? What's up with your guys in Illinois?
I don't know. They're being babies. They won't even get in the portal. I don't even understand what's going on over there. But, you know, prove me wrong, kids. Come on. You can't. I can't even imagine what the temperatures are in Champaign right now. But it can't be fun, and it's not going to be very fun at all January 12th or January 19th or whatever day you want to choose, because I can guarantee it'll be under 30 degrees.
42 and raining. It's 42 and raining in Champaign.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now.
All right. You know, Florida kids like that, huh? No, nobody does. And nobody really cares about Illinois football. I hate to say it. You've leveled up. You've leveled up. You've leveled out of Illinois football. By the way, did you see? You must have if you were on Twitter. That Tyler Grubbs is in the portal?
Yeah, shout out to everybody who tagged us in that tweet. We appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, so is it finally time?
I mean, look, they need help in the front seven. They're losing Gaynor. They're losing apparently they're losing Tatum. I mean, he hasn't said one way or the other, but he did walk on senior day. That's a pretty good indicator that he was thinking about bouncing. You're going to need some help in the front seven. You're going to need some help at linebacker. I'm not saying my man Grubbs is the guy. I think Florida State in 2020, he would have been the best player on the field. I don't know if that's the same thing in 2023. I think maybe
Train left the station on you, Tyler. Train left the station. We waited.
You could have been the savior, Tyler. Yeah. You could have been from Louisiana, from Ruston to Tallahassee, man. It was all right there for you, but you had to stay. You had to be that guy and stay. But, yeah, so he's in the portal. But you are going to need, I think, even making it more specific than the defense. Let's say if they have 10, if they go after 10 guys in the portal, I think 7 defensive guys.
Yeah.
You know, I think the vast majority of them are front seven. I mean, I'm talking about 2 or 3 linebackers and 3 defensive linemen, at least.
Front
you
six.
You just need it.
They could use some cornerbacks, though, man. They need some secondary help, too, probably. But I don't know. You like Greedy. You like Kevin Knowles. You're hoping. You know,
yeah,
Azariah.
There's Cooper. There's Renardo Green. There's Azariah Thomas.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Renardo,
so unappreciated. I'm sorry, Renardo. I'm sorry, not. I'm going to take a lap.
Yeah, man.
Go ahead.
Come on, man. And Shaheem Brown, you got him at safety. So even if Jamie leaves, which, again, we're assuming he does, these just guys don't want to announce it. I just think the secondary will be you have bodies there. Like, you're not going to turn away one of those guys we were talking about earlier, or the guy from Virginia if he was interested. But man, you've got to get numbers of guys that can play on the defensive line. You've got to get at least 2 or 3 defensive linemen for sure. And whether it's JUCO or portal guys, you've got to get guys that can play right away, because then you have some depth, man. You know, then Lyons doesn't have to be your starter. You know, you've got some real. But he can get reps. You've got some real a chance to have a nice defensive line. But go and get 3 of those guys at least.
By the way, that aforementioned Virginia defensive back, Fentrell load screen. Not even the right one. But he was a tabbed as the second best available player in the portal thus far. I can't find less. One was one of the quarterbacks. I think Devin Leary is actually put number 1. This is according to our guys that are friends over at On3. So.
On3, yeah, they have the portal rankings right now. I did see that. I saw that the Virginia guy. I thought he was 1, and Devin Leary was 2. But either way, he's very coveted. He's very, very coveted. So, Florida State should just really go get the top 6 guys on that list, and say we're done. And Tyler Grubbs, of course, throw him in there for good measure.
Also, Micah Pittman announced he's coming back. I mean, we haven't celebrated that, so shout out to him.
He did. I like the way he did it, too. He didn't do a graphic. I don't think, right? I just saw like a 20-word tweet. It didn't do a special graphic, didn't do a video, because he's got some self-awareness, right? Nobody was really thinking he was leaving. He has 26 catches this year for like 300 yards. Like, those aren't NFL numbers. He's been a very solid, good football player for this team. Please don't get me wrong. He's contributed punt return-wise and receiver-wise in a big way. But you wouldn't look at him and say, oh, man, he's got to go pro. But he did announce he's coming back. So that's one less, I guess, worry for some people.
Also in that vein of the I'm coming back bus, other passengers, Kalen DeLoach, Jarian Jones, Renardo Green. Again, talented dudes. Not sure just how likely it was they were going to leave for either Green or Pastures or the NFL, but those three dudes joining Micah on Tuesday, announcing their return, so that's obviously a good thing. I got the list in front of me finally, so sorry.
Thank
about
God,
that,
Aslan. I mean, good grief. What are you doing over there? You got the internet? Is the internet working?
Fanchelle Cypress is the number one guy in the portal, but apparently, according to On3, there's a 100% chance he's going to wind up at Ohio State.
Oh, well, there you go.
A Johnny
that might just be like two guys predicting, though, right now. It's early on. We're still working out the kinks of the portal prediction, the portal predictor. It might just be two or three guys. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that wouldn't stun you, right? No. Last time I checked, that program in Columbus is pretty good.
Yeah. Some might say a DBU satellite campus.
Right, exactly. Not perhaps. The DBU, but it's, good point. It's a satellite.
A Johnny Cornelius, offensive line from Rhode Island. Shout out Steph. Shout out Rams. URI. URI.
Yeah,
right?
URI. Go Rhodey.
6'4", 315, offensive lineman who I think Michael was saying there's been some contact there. He's a number two prospect. Devin Leary's number three. So
you're way off.
I was way off.
So an offensive lineman from Rhode Island's number two in the portal right now?
Yeah.
Man, what a time to be alive, gang.
Only odds I see are 8% to Temple, 7% to Syracuse. So I like our chances. I like our chances a lot. Now, let me see here. I mean, the guys from Florida State, these guys, let me see how long this list goes to. This list is 50 deep. I can hit load more. Nobody from Florida State is in the top 50 that is left. So, again,
not a stunner. Again, that's what's been happening here. They've been upgrading at almost every turn. They lose guys that don't end up being very good Power 5 football players, if they go Power 5 at all, and they gain guys that end up being all-conference. That's a good recipe. They're doing a very good job. But going back to what you said about 15 minutes ago, this does not mean it's going to be – it can't be Portal U.
Why not?
Because, like you said, what do they get? They got like 10 spots. You can't build a whole team 8 to 10 players incoming.
If they're special, though, man.
You get the special guys. You're gonna be you can be Alabama, where you get Jamison Williams and the kid from Georgia Tech to be your running back or a great quarterback. That's where that's the destination. You want to build from within to the point where right now you're winning with transfers. Next year you're gonna win with transfers, but you're also developing your own guys. And then maybe in 2024. Out of your 15 all-conference selections, only 4 of them are transfers. You've homegrown these guys, and you have that base and that foundation, and you're sprinkling in the great transfer portal players as opposed to just relying on them. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know how tenable that is when you're only bringing in 8 or 10 at a time.
I know, but you have so
you probably will.
But you know so much more, though. Like, it's so much more of an educated guess grabbing those guys from the portal than it is grabbing the kid from Central High School in whatever town, Florida, or, you know, any town, USA. That's the thing. I mean, I really think, listen, and I'm all about it, man. I would rather
What would you want the ratio to be? Let's say they bring in 25 guys this year, 26 players this year. What do you want the ratio of high school to portal guys to be?
I don't know, man, because I don't know how the numbers work. I know they gave an extra hardship, like where they gave you +8 on portal or transfer guys last year. I don't know if that's because of the remnants of COVID. I don't think you have to look at it with like, hey, man, we're not getting enough guys from high school. We need to figure out a way to do better at that. I mean, I really think you can build it the way they've done it. I really do. I believe you can. I don't think you necessarily need to. it'd be great. I can't even, but the things I can't even articulate to you, why is it better that way? Because these guys that they've maybe from a culture standpoint, you bring a guy in early, you can mold him, you can make him a believer. He'll be locked up with everything you want to do. But look at all these transfers they brought in. 1 year guy, rentals to a certain degree. Jermaine Johnson, like he seems like he's got no blood through him, man. He retweets, he's liking everything that Florida State tweets out. He was a leader. Man, you don't need this long sort of runway to get those guys ramped up and able to perform for you, man. I don't see any problem with being Portal U. Maybe that becomes maybe that's a pejorative right now, but I don't see the issue with it, man. Just get the best talent that's going to be able to affect your program the strongest, maybe the quickest. I don't want to sound impatient. I don't want to sound impatient, like I want it now, but I don't see anything from what they've done here that makes me think this isn't a good sort of roadmap to get back to where you want to be.
No, and that's what they've done. I think the next step, though, who's arguing with what they've done in the portal and how important it's been? I mean, they're a 4-8 football team without the portal? Like, it's been monstrous for them. It's made them relevant again. I just think to sustain it, you if you want to get back to, like, Oklahoma, well, that's a bad example, Ohio State, Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, they're not loading up in the portal. They get 6 great players in the portal, 5 to 6 great players, not 14, not 12. They go identify, evaluate, and develop from within, and I think that's the next step for this program, is to be very good on the high school recruiting level in evaluation and development. They haven't been terrible, but they haven't been incredible either. And so I just think that's the next step, because look, they've gone from Jermaine Johnson to Jared Verse. That's remarkable. That's an incredible 2-year stretch. Yeah. But they only got Jermaine Johnson for a year. Mm-hmm. They only got Keir Thomas for a year. They only got Jared Verse probably for a year. Then you got to do it all over again. And what if you don't hit on the next one? You know,
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
That's it.
That's
you
fair.
Just, so you'd rather get a 5-star defensive end from Palm Bay High School. Is that a high school?
Yeah.
Or Palm Bay?
Shout out.
Good. I nailed it. Is that where Joe Cohen and Reggie Nelson are from?
Yeah, man.
I did it,
Black
man.
Guy, let's go.
How did I unlock that 20 years later? Old Joe Cohen. What could have been?
I was crushed. I was crushed when those dudes chose Florida over Florida State. Crushed.
Yeah, and they've always regretted it. Yeah. And you just, because you get more years out of them. And you get to see it, like, okay, as a sophomore, they come in and you get a Brian Burns career or a Timmy Jernigan career, as opposed to a, Jermaine Johnson career, which was one season. So that's where you're really shooting for. Like, Georgia got Jalen Carter for 3 years. He wasn't a 1-year rental. And so they got to enjoy all the spoils of having Jalen Carter. That's where I want this program to get. But to get there, you had to prove you could win games and be an appealing place, and they've done that now. But still, I think the ratio, if you bring in 27 new players, I think you want, to me, the perfect balance is like 18 to 20 high school guys and the rest portal guys. If you do that every year, but preferably 2-year transfers, not just a guy that'll be here for 6 months or 8 months or whatever.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. You're not going to keep rolling sevens at the craps table, right?
Yeah.
Is that why you want to hit sevens? Daddy needs new shoes.
Well,
sevens, right?
I mean, craps is kind of it's kind of confusing. If you just rolled sevens the whole time, yeah, everybody would keep winning.
Okay.
But once you hit the point, and the point is like 6, well, then you do not want to roll a 7 because then everybody loses all their money. So okay.
You can't keep saying red, and then balls not going to always land on red at the roulette table. I get it. I understand, like, that sort of apprehension. Listen, I'm the guy that always talks about, like, is this sustainable? Is that not sustainable? It's only been 2 years that you've hit on possibly back-to-back first-round draft picks from at the edge position. I get that, but that's the thing. I mean, I think maybe I'm probably overcorrecting myself, because when they got Jared Verse, I'm like, listen, just because they had Jermaine Johnson doesn't mean this guy is going to be anywhere near as good as him. Let's just hope that, maybe by 2023, and then, he might be gone.
Man, imagine what I'm, especially if he goes pro, you'll always wonder, like, what would that have looked like if he was healthy for the entire year? Like, he hurt his knee significantly the third game of the season.
I don't think he's been anywhere close to 100%.
Absolutely not. And I would imagine what that looks like for mostly healthy or fully healthy.
Right.
I mean, that would be really fun to watch. for 12 games. Well, so, Jared,
well, you can watch it for 17 games. You can watch it for 17 games next year on Sundays, Corey.
Yeah, it's not fun, though, because he's not going up, but he's right, going up against, like, the Giants' offensive tackle and not Wake's. Yeah. So I would love to see the kind of havoc he could wreak in the ACC at full strength.
All right, that's a wrap for us, which, by the way, if you're wondering, I was looking at the list, which goes all the way to 150. Amari Gaynor is the only Florida State guy that's on the list, and he is 143.
Yeah,
so
that's about right.
Again, just kind of underscoring the point of that. Luke Altmaier, 149. Crazy.
Okay,
crazy.
All right.
But anyhow.
Blast from the past.
Yeah, so we're done. We're done for the day, but Jeff Cameron Show, 1 to 3 o'clock. Everything that you want about the portal in real time happening over on the premium recruiting board, warchant.com. But that name premium comes with a price, but it's only 10 bucks, everybody. Chill out. 10 bucks a whole year. Everything on warchant.com, totally open to you. You got to be in that thread. It's being constantly updated throughout the day. Videos going on YouTube, but the nuts and bolts, the soup and nuts, meat and potatoes is over on the PRB. So do check that out. Corey and I will be back live later tonight. Today, tonight, 6 o'clock. Mm-hmm. It's six definitely o'clock, tonight right. now because with the time change, it gets dark at 5 o'clock and it makes
sure
me depressed.
Sure does. It's pretty depressing.
It is. I don't like it at all. So, but hey, we'll be back live. We'll take your questions. It'll be kind of a quasi-Renegade Express, but not really. We'll do Renegade Express next week. And we'll talk about whatever happens on the live show. That's what we'll do.
All right.
That's a wrap. All right. For Corey Amazon, thank you for listening to Wake Up War Champ, presented by the Corner Pocket Bar and Grill.